That's our rain time for... And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store telling Ben Withers the details of their newest business venture. Listen.
And you're actually going into the circus game, Lum, is that it?
Yeah, looks like it, Ben. We've hired Squire to sort of run things. He's a good circus man, you know.
Well, to hear him tell it, he is, leastways.
Of course, there's one thing about him that kind of worries me. Just afeard he'll get us into a batch of trouble if he don't stick closer to the truth.
To the truth?
Yeah, I don't know about him painting Cedric up that way and claiming he's a wild man from Borneo. You know he ain't from Borneo.
No, he's a local boy.
Well, I'll say one thing. They sure fooled me when I first looked at Cedric yesterday, all painted up that way. His hair all frizzed up and them earrings on him. Well, facts is, his own folks never knowed him when he got home. Run him right off the place.
Oh, they didn't do that.
They done it. They was all sitting down at the supper table, and Cedric stuck his head in the door and just scared the daylights out of him.
Well, I reckon he would look up and see a face like that.
Oh, Lord, and it scared the stock, too. Caleb never got all the pigs rounded up till after midnight, he claimed.
Oh, sure.
And two of the young'uns are still up under the house this morning. He tried to tole them out with breakfast, and they just wouldn't come out. Feared he's going to have to tear up the front porch to get to them.
Well, what I don't see is why Cedric didn't wash that coloring off before he went home.
Well, he couldn't, Mom. It won't come off. That was walnut stain that Squire painted him with.
Walnut stain?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my stars to Betsy. That's a regular dye. It's highly impossible to get that off.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yes.
Oh, Cedric's paw's mad enough to bite. He was down at the barber shop this morning looking for Squire. He says he's just going to beat the daylights out of him.
Fine.
Says he don't want his boy to be an actor.
An actor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Having him put on a wild man exhibit and all that. Caleb says he don't want his boy to grow up to be an actor because he don't trust him.
Well, I don't think he's got to worry about Cedric ever being an actor.
Yes, bright young boy, Cedric.
But I'd sure hate to have that Caleb looking for me to give me a whooping. He just don't know his own strength.
Oh, no, special when you get him mad.
Oh, I seen him hit a mule right twixt the ears there with his bar fist one day and knocked him flat.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Just because the mule kicked at him.
Well, he's high strung, you know. And stout as he is, no telling what he would do to a feller.
You know, I think it's glandular.
Huh?
Yes.
You know, somebody ought to tell Squire or warn him so as he can keep out of Caleb's way.
Well, I tried to find him this morning, tell him, but I couldn't locate him no place. He's more than likely heard about it, and he's just hiding out somewhere.
Ben, maybe you ought to give him a little police protection. Only don't get too close to Caleb while you're protecting Squire.
Well, if you see Squire, tell him to drop down to the jailhouse. I'll be glad to lock him up till Caleb cools down a little. I don't think my other prisoners would object to him too much.
Well, he might could do that. Of course, I believe that Caleb could bend them iron bars over the windows and crawl right in there if he's a mind to do it.
Now, here might be another idea. Do you have a Ferris wheel with your circus?
No, we don't, Ben.
No.
Let Squire get in one of the Ferris wheel seats and spin him up to the top and leave him there until things blow over.
Yeah, but what if Caleb sees him up there and gets on the Ferris wheel, too?
Let him. Start up the Ferris wheel. When Caleb's up, Squire will be down. When Squire's up, Caleb will be down. Never the twain shall meet, as the saying goes.
I know that's right. That would work, wouldn't it?
Fine. You know, this reminds me of the time Braven Nudloff became involved with the Ferris wheel in 1939. Spring, late spring, was. Just goes to show what can happen, doesn't it?
Doesn't what?
Yes. Little did Braven Nudloff realize what tricks fate had in store for him when the carnival hit Mount Ida that spring.
Oh, yeah?
Braven was scheduled to be married that afternoon, so he decided to take a last single ride on the Ferris wheel. He paid his dime, got on, sat down. The man fastened the wooden rod in front of him, turned on the machinery, and they were off.
Hooray!
Well, just as Braven reached the top of the Ferris wheel, the machinery broke down, isolating Braven from his friends on the ground, including his bride-to-be.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, it was soon determined by the mechanic who operated the Ferris wheel that they'd have to send to the Arnson Metal Works of Cleveland, Ohio, for a new part to repair the machinery, and this would take a week or 10 days.
Why, that's the saddest thing I ever hear.
The bride-to-be, hearing of the sad plight of Braven, her betrothed, took the minister over to the foot of the Ferris wheel and instructed him to proceed with the wedding ceremony.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
However, a rather stiff gale blew up about that time, causing Braven, who was never hardy, to come down with an attack of acute laryngitis.
Oh, my sakes, Eli.
Thus preventing Braven from saying I do in a voice sufficiently loud to be heard by his bride-to-be and the minister. Well, in the week following, while the bride-to-be was waiting for Braven to recover his voice, and while the mechanic was waiting for the part from the Arts and Metalworks of Cleveland, Ohio, the bride-to-be and the mechanic became rather well acquainted and were married in a simple but impressive double-ring ceremony.
Well, what about poor Braven? Did you just leave him up there?
Only for a short while. The Arts and Metalworks replied that they'd be unable to supply the part, and it was necessary to secure it from the Bentley Gear and Boiler Company of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
Well, gentlemen.
Oh, howdy, Squire. Grannies, you oughtn't to be out gallivanting around on the streets this way, Squire.
No, you better lay low for a few days, Squire.
Well, why? What's the matter? What's wrong, man?
What's wrong? Ain't you saw Caleb Weehunt today?
Caleb Weehunt? Why, yes, I just now talked to him over at his blacksmith shop. And I hired him.
Hired him?
Yes, Lum. He's going to put on a strongman act in the sideshow for us.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
Well, didn't he even whop you one time?
Why, no, of course not, Abner.
Well, Swan, Squire, you're the beatenest feller I ever seen in my life. You could talk yourself out of my nigh anything, I believe.
Well, Caleb was a little mad there at first, but he got over it. I made him a nice offer for his act, and from there on, he dropped his objections to Cedric performing in the circus.
Well, good.
Of course, now we're still pretty short of performers, and they're hard to pick up right now, found that out, at our prices. So it looks like I'm going to have to call on you men to take part in some of the acts.
Take part in it, us?
Right.
Yes, now, Lum, I'm sort of figuring on making a trapeze artist out of you.
Trapeze?
Yes.
You mean you want me to get up there in them swings and draw pictures?
That's the idea. No, Lum, I want you to swing back and forth.
Oh,
you know.
Jump from one of them to the other.
Yes, trapeze performer.
Oh, you said artist.
Makes a highly spectacular spectacle.
Yes, it does. Of course, now, Lum, don't worry. We'll have a net underneath there, so if you do happen to fall, you won't hurt yourself.
Well, Squire, I don't know nothing about trapezing.
Oh, well, you'll catch on to it with a little practice, Lum. Now, here's a costume I found in one of those trunks they left in a tent over there. You can wear that. By the way, maybe you better slip it on and see how it fits too, Lum.
That's a costume?
Yes, right there. That's
well, there ain't enough clothes in there to pad a crutch.
Well, they're regular trapeze performers' tights is what they are, Lum.
Well, I'll step back in the feed room and put them on. I know I'll look a sight in them, though.
Yes, we'll do that.
Well, ain't you going to let me do nothing, Squire?
Oh, yes, indeed, Abner. I'm figuring on you being the bearded lady.
Well, the bearded lady? Me a woman?
Well, you have the whiskers for it, Abner.
Yes, with those chin whiskers yours, you're all set. Put some women's clothes on you and wear a wig, and your best friend wouldn't know you.
Doggies, I hope not if I'm going to go around in an outfit like that.
I think you'd look good in lavender, Abner. Go nice with your gray hair.
Now, the next thing we've got to get is an animal trainer.
Yes.
Got to have somebody to train the cats. Need somebody with a lot of nerve.
Well, law me, let me do that, Squire, and get somebody else to be the bearded woman.
Abner, you mean you'd go in the cage there with the cats and put them through their tricks?
Why, sure. Why not?
Well, that's all right with me, Abner. But that's pretty risky, you know.
Well, I don't know what's so risky about learning some cats a few tricks. I'll learn them how to shake hands with me and roll over and play dead and all that stuff.
Well, what I want you to work on is something more on the order of training one of them to let you put your head in his mouth.
Yes, that makes a nice trick.
Well, it'd be nice, all right, but I don't believe their mouth is big enough for that, Squire.
Oh, I don't know, Abner. Both lions and tigers have rather tremendous-sized mouths.
Highly tremendous.
Yeah, but I don't... Hey, lions and tigers.
Fine.
You never said nothing about lions and tigers, Squire. You said cats.
Well, Abner, in the parlance of the circus, tigers and lions are always referred to as cats, you know. I thought you knew it.
That's all he is to this outfit.
Now, listen, Squire, I ain't getting in no cage.
Oh, my stars, love, if you're out of sight.
Grannies, I wouldn't get out in front of nobody with a get-up like this on.
Oh, that's rich.
Turn around, Lum. Let us get a good look at you there.
Swan, Lum, you look like a jaybird in that outfit. Your legs look like two ropes with knots tied in them. Look about 8 foot tall.
Be dad blamed if I'm going to wear it.
Why, Lum, you'll be a sensation. Now, Abner here is going to be the animal trainer. Get right in the cage with the lions, and you can be the trapeze performer in the main tent and the slim man in the sideshow. Yes, sir, men, we're all set.
Well, are the old fellows getting deeper into the circus business than they bargained for?